To find out more about today's topics, go to travelbagswithanita.com. Now, back to the show on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN.
Georgia. Georgia. The whole day through. Just an old sweet song. Keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia.
Welcome back, welcome back. I just love that song. That's one of my favorite songs. Isn't it yours, Scottfield?
Yes, definitely. Ray Charles really captures the moment of that song.
I mean, it just really does. I know we're radio and we have a great guest coming up, but I could just listen to the whole song play all the way through. But we have with us today Anna Hall, here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on WDUN's AM 550 and 102.9 FM, joining us all the way from Jekyll Island. Now, we had Anna with us earlier this year, where she talked about shrimp and grits, just really more of a focus on shrimp and grits, and gave us a little teaser about the festival coming up. But Anna, I just want to give a little bit of information about Anna. Now, she works there with the Jekyll Island Authority. She is their communications manager, and she really does a lot to promote the festival and a lot of behind-the-scenes type work, you know, to make that festival and other things on Jekyll Island really run smoothly. So, Anna, welcome back to the show. We're glad to have you here.
What a nice introduction. Thank you. I'll come on anytime for an introduction like that.
Well, hey, that sounds like something we can make a date for then.
Perfect.
We'll just put down every couple of months. We have Anna Hall on the show. Here she is.
Perfect.
But Anna, now we are so excited, Doc Bill and I are, to come and participate in the Shrimp and Grits Festival, because when you were here before talking with us, you gave us a little bit of a teaser. So now just tell us more details about the Shrimp and Grits Festival and what it's all about.
Sure. Well, then we started the festival 8 years ago. This will be its eighth year. And every year it just gets bigger and bigger and better. Last year we introduced the craft brew tasting, so we added the whole beer element. It's also in the air conditioned area.
That's great.
That was a huge hit, so that'll be back this year. And this year we have partnered with Southern Living magazine, and we'll be hosting Southern Living Presents Songwriter in the Round, which will be a concert on the Jekyll Island Wharf, set, you know, at sunset, so it'll be beautiful. And Rob Crosby, who's an American country music artist, he has a lot of songs that he's written. Martine McBride's Concrete Angel was one of his big hits, but he'll be playing an intimate plugged-in show for us that Saturday night. And we also have the VIP tent back this year, which you get a little extra meet and greet with Rob Crosby and some of the chefs that we're having down here, and you get front row parking, which is a big perk.
That is a big perk.
Yeah, and so it's really, the whole weekend is about celebrating this local treasure of wild Georgia shrimp. Food everywhere, a lot of vendors, arts and crafts vendors, artisans, have more than 100 booths set up, have a kids' play area, concerts throughout the whole weekend. So it's really just a massive celebration, and it takes you about 3 days to get through the whole thing. You eat your way through, and it's amazing.
That's a great, great event. I've been looking at it. Now, apparently for the Shrimp and Grits, there are two events. There's an amateur contest and a professional contest.
Yeah, we have an amateur chef contest with people who aren't, you know, professional chefs, obviously. They sign up and they try their hand at making their own version of shrimp and grits, their best version. We supply them with the grits and the shrimp, and they come up with the rest of it. And then we have the professionals who are mostly chefs from the area. Last year we had some very creative entries. There was a shrimp sausage last year. I mean, people really take it to a whole new level. So we're really excited to have them back this year. And then we have our guest celebrity judges this year. We have one man who has won twice before for the amateur festival. He's going to be judging. We have Jim Jenkins, who's kind of our local celebrity down here. He was the creator of Doug, that cartoon show on Nickelodeon, and he's a big supporter of Jekyll Island. So we have some pretty interesting and diverse judges on the panels this year. So it's always interesting to see how it turns out, but it's all friendly competition. So
we've got to ask, is it going to be white grits or is it going to be yellow grits?
It is up to the chef to decide which they would like to have.
So they'll have a choice. Oh, well, that's great.
Yeah.
And who's
do whatever you,
and who's providing the grits? Is your grits here from North Georgia?
Yeah, they're from, I believe it's Turnpike Mill.
Yeah, Logan's Turnpike. That's the place up here near Blairsville.
Yep, they're our grit suppliers. So, you know, we try to keep everything as Georgia-based as possible just to celebrate our own resources here.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, are these going to be shrimp with the heads on or heads off?
It's up to you. You know, we provide you with just the raw shrimp, and you do what you want with it.
That sounds great. Now, in the past, have some chefs actually prepared shrimp and grits with the heads on as part of their dish?
You know, I don't think I've ever seen that, but it wouldn't surprise me if it happens this year. I mean, you really get some creative cooks in there who do all kinds of different things. So in the history of shrimp and grits, it may have happened, but I don't really recall.
Oh, wow. That sounds like it's a really, really exciting event. Now, are the audience involved in the judging, or is it just all done by judges?
Are the who involved in?
Is it audience, spectators?
We actually have a consumer's choice on Friday night. We're doing a text to vote. We have a system set up. So Friday night's the $3 sample night. So you come in, try everything. It's $3 for every dish. You get a sample, and then you vote on your favorite vendor. And then we also have the consumer panel. The first 30 people to sign up each day get to be the judges and decide who's the guest favorite. So everyone gets involved.
Now, if someone's coming to Jekyll for the first time, what would they like want to get there early? Where they'd want to position themselves if it's coming the first time they're coming to this event?
Yeah, I'm get here Friday when we open and don't leave till Sunday when it closes. there's a certain parking area where everyone parks and they're shuttled in, so there's really no right or wrong time to get here, but I would say get here early and stay the whole time.
Now, Anna, tell me about accommodations, because our listeners may want to really make a whole weekend of this and come down and do the beach and, you know, just, you know, have a really nice weekend there on Jekyll Island while they're attending the festival.
Yeah, our hotels are all having special deals. I know the Jekyll Island Club is having a package deal. If you definitely go to JekyllIsland.com on our blog, we have all the deals listed. You can also sign up for our e-newsletter where we send out deals on a regular basis for hotels. So that would probably be the best way to get it all rounded up. But now, definitely make reservations early because it tends to sell out.
I would think so. Now, as part of those packages, though, does that include the entry or any of the tasting, $3 tasting fees, or is that separate?
Well, with the VIP package, which doesn't include accommodations, but that includes, you know, you get a parking pass so you don't have to take the shuttle. You get meal vouchers. You get free entry into the craft brew tasting. You get the VIP tent, which is a little bit cooler, and you just get some other really nice perks. Through the VIP package, so that's definitely the way to go.
And how much does that run? How much is
$72?
$72, and
which
that's for
a great deal.
You may have mentioned this. Is that for the whole time, the whole festival?
For the whole weekend.
Oh, great. Okay, well, that really is a good deal.
Yeah,
it's a really great deal.
And all this is on the Shrimp and Grits website, which is shrimpandgritsfestival.com. All this information is up there too. So. Make it really easy for people to get down here and have a great time.
Well, you guys really, really do. I mean, Jekyll's a great visit, you know, even when the festival isn't going on.
And
Tell
us a little bit, too, about your Kids Fun Zone. It sounds like a great event for the whole family to get involved
in. Yeah, well, we have, you know, live acts set up throughout the whole time. I'm just looking up our schedule here. It's so much to keep in mind.
Well, we're going to definitely send everyone to your website, so if you don't have all the details.
Yeah, and we have a juggling act that's going to be going on. We have the Bucket Boys who present music on buckets. That's how they play buckets. It's pretty cool to watch. And then we also have a rock wall. We have bounce houses, reverse bungee jump. It's really great for kids about 5 to 12. It keeps them active, burn off some of that shrimp. The parents tend to get jealous that they don't get to play as much. So.
Well, hey, they have to go back to being a kid. But Anna, thank you so much. You can definitely count Doc, Bill, and I in. We'll be there for
definitely.
Sure.
Excellent. Well, I look forward to meeting you.
Well, we look forward to seeing you. And give us that website really quickly before we
All right. Go to JekyllIsland.com as well as shrimpandgritsfestival.com.
Thank you, Anna. We'll be back in a few minutes. This is North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WBUN.